Staff at the town of Greater Napanee are looking to include all in-town trails as part of the town's sensitive use designation, but will need to go through a larger review process first. This expanded designation would mean the trails will have encampment protocol restrictions. CAO Matthew Grant spoke about the Trail Development Advisory Committee's recommendations.
The committee itself felt that the new in-town trails should have encampment protocol restrictions around it. Now, I point out the encampment protocol already covers a significant portion of the in-town trails. We could expand sensitive use designations to the periphery of in-town trails. I think that should be part of a broader review process.
Grant noted the impact and explained what future plans might include.
Not only the impact on the citizens, but the impact on the services that citizens pay for is significant. And as well, the individuals living there are also not having a great time of it. There's a lot of concern. I would say that Greater Napanee has gone further than most in terms of protection. So Conservation Park in its entirety is off limits. And we've had great success in making sure that we've minimized conflicting use in those areas. We've been able to partner with social service agencies and law enforcement. And I would say that in the event that there is a proper shelter option in town, I'm cautiously optimistic we might see that in the future. I know, you know, the Morningstar Mission is, and their move is looking at their options. I think the county has been in on those discussions and supportive of Morningstar Mission's broader mandate. So I'm keeping an eye on that situation very closely and appreciating that many council members would like to protect as much area as we can.
Councillor Bill Martin called for the designation to include Springside Park as well.
I agree with most everything, and thank goodness that we're working towards finishing the in-town trail. It's going to be wonderful. Certainly agree with lighting and cameras. The sensitive use issue is a big deal for me. I'd love to see it as sensitive use on the trail as well. But I got Springside Park that I'm really concerned about right now. I'm always concerned about the homeless situation in Springside Park, so I'm finding, you know, if a trail can be designated sensitive use, certainly our park can be too. I'm really concerned about the children playing down there right now. There's people walking their dogs, children running and playing in our Springside Park, and that's not a sensitive use area. It should be. So I'm saying if we're going to put sensitive use on the trails, Springside Park should be sensitive use as well. I mean, we've got visitors going down there, hundreds of them every day. I wouldn't even be surprised if it would hit 1,000 people down there. I've picked up needles myself off the ground and took them to a needle drop-off. It's dangerous for kids. It's dangerous for people being down there in that park. I'm really, really ticked off right now what's going on down there. And I know it's a problem everywhere. Residents, taxpayers, they can't use their park because of what's going on, and that's not fair to them.
Deputy Mayor Brian Calver spoke about the work of the Trail Development Advisory Committee.
Speaking on behalf of the Trail Development Advisory Committee, we've got off our first meeting, both feet hitting the ground and running, and our second meeting we just held. We've appointed a chair and a vice chair, and we've come up with some really good ideas. This trail committee is, it's just an honor to be sitting on it and working with them, because everybody's all rowing in the same direction. It's just a fabulous group of people we've put together for this.
Council has also deferred the promotion or acceptance of e-scooters and e-bikes on the trails until they come up with a new bylaw. Staff will be consulting with the OPP for security camera locations on the trails and looking into estimates for solar lighting. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.